of various kinds, and as far as variety is concerned, whether it's blue lake or white swan, I don't know.
Okay. What about different kinds of greens?
Yes, we always had lots of turnip greens and mustard and what else is it? Kale was always mixed in with the turnip green, so it was a mixture of green, and that was good. It tastes better than just plain turnip green.
What would you call that when you had it all mixed together?
We just called it greens, mixed greens.
Okay. How about potatoes?
Oh yes, we raised both Irish and sweet potatoes, and when we gathered them, we'd bank them under the house. We'd build a bed of straw, and we'd put our sweet potatoes in there, and keep them from piling on top of each other. Put them in layers, a layer of straw, and they would under the house. Of course, it was cool, but it was not really freezing. And on top of the straw, my daddy would put sacks and those things on top of that. So all winter long, we had sweet potatoes. And of course, the Irish potatoes, they would keep so long and it would sit down, but yes. But we did not eat. Now, I had a girl over here from Belgium that spent about 6 weeks, a Girl Scout interchange program. She said they ate potatoes 3 times a day.
Wow.
But she had never had any French fries. And I asked her how they ate them, and they boiled them and fixed a little white sauce with them. They ate them for breakfast, for dinner, and supper. So I gave her French fries here, and she fell in love with them.
Oh, that's interesting. How about fruits? Did you grow different types
we
of fruits?
We had fruits. We had apple trees, different kinds of apples, some early and some were later. And we had peaches and we had apricots and berry vines. We had, of course, some blackberries, the wild blackberries, grapes.
What about of the peaches? You know, they have 2 different kinds of peaches.
Yes, there's one of the little Indian, we called it a little Indian peach. It was a small peach, and it adhered to the kernel. They would make the best pickles. Oh, and they were pretty and red, and they made the best tasting pickle.
Can you still get those around here?
I have not seen or heard of any in years. But and it was commonly known at that point, the little Indian peach. And so we pickled those and canned the others.
What were the others called?
Just peaches.
Okay. Do you remember when they would like kill the hogs and so forth? Did you raise your own?
Yes, we did.
Pigs?
That was a big day. Sometimes we killed 2 hogs in one day. Because my father, and there were several brothers in the family, and sometimes the neighbors would pool their efforts, and they'd all come over here and help my daddy kill hogs and get everything fixed, and then they'd all go to the other fellow's house in a few days and help him do his. It was a community to help each other. Yes, I remember the hogs being shot and then scraped, put boiling water on them, scrape off all the hair, and then hang up on a cross, on sort of a teepee formation here, and open them up and take out all the entrails. And there again, we children would get the bladder, the hog's bladder, and we'd blow it up with air and tie, and it was the best football you've ever seen in your life. That's why they call footballs now pigskin. They're pig bladders.
Ah.
Tough as could be.
And wouldn't burst or anything?
Oh, no.